to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Brand new car, wedding rings, a new home, the joy it brings. Vacation time, everything and anything. Fix your business quick, quick, quick. Make it happen, Republic. Expand and get it done, everything and anything. Republic is everything. Whoa, everything and anything. Whoa.
Reduce rates, cash back, specials on vehicles, and so much more. Get everything and anything you want with Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two, pick two.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Rachel told Leah that Sydney has changed and is very attentive to her. They both hoped this would continue. Unique asked Maurice to help her with her training, and he reluctantly agreed. Divine arrived and warned Unique about Maurice, advising her to work on her own problems with Kevin. Danny was upset with Leah, who is insisting on waiting 2 years to have a child. We now join Kateri and Perry on their farm.
Kateri, you reap a lot of ginger today.
Yes, Perry. Tomorrow I will take some to the shop to sell. He doesn't mind if I sell a couple of things on the side.
The little extra money is good.
Yeah.
Children growing up nice. I know we have it hard, but one day they will make us proud.
I'm praying so.
Even Annie with her stubbornness.
I worry with she.
Why?
This bleeding and pain that she's getting is not stopping.
Well, I don't know much about them woman things.
I'm mixing her up tea, but it's not helping.
You sure about what Annie is telling you?
What do you mean?
You see any of this blood she talking about?
Like if I ask her to show me?
Yes.
Why should I do that, Perry? She wearing pads and so.
Alright, I don't want
to. I think it is serious and maybe I should take her to the hospital.
Can't afford to spend money without a cause, Kateri. The hospital is far away.
I know, but if something is seriously wrong with our child, we need to know.
For all I know, Annie might be pretending.
Don't say that.
I am serious. She is a liar. She ran away from home, just causing trouble for no reason.
You really think Annie is lying?
There is a spirit of deception around her. I don't trust her to tell us the truth.
I don't know, Perry. I think it's more.
Like what?
Something bothering her.
Like what?
I don't know, but I will talk to her some more.
I don't think anything bothering her. I think she just wants her own way.
I think it's more than that.
We live simple. We don't have anything big and fancy here for her. She just wants to be out there to get herself into trouble.
I don't know, Perry.
Annie has a problem helping her family.
She really wants to go back to school. Today's school opened, and this morning I could see she was sad.
We will do what we can to get her back into school. But for now, she needs to be content.
You don't think that it is good she wants to be a teacher?
Yes, Kateri.
Well, then we must try and get her back into school as soon as possible.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
I just think with all his bad behavior, Annie is setting a bad example for her brothers and sisters. I don't want them growing up thinking it's okay to run away and disrespect your parents. She is the big one, and she needs to set a proper example.
Hello there. What's up?
Joseph?
Hey, brother.
You reap plenty ginger, man?
Yes. I'm taking some to the shop to sell tomorrow.
Nice.
Where you headed?
I going out by the riverside, man. Chill a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I glad I see you here, though. I was going to pass by the house.
What's going on?
My back acting up again, man.
Oh?
Joseph, you should go to the hospital. It acting up a lot these days.
It look like I gonna have to live with this for the rest of my life.
Brother, you got to take it easy. Don't fatigue yourself too much, man.
I know. I trying.
I might have to take Annie to the hospital too. Maybe we can go together.
What happened to Annie?
She having a... It's a woman thing.
I don't think anything is wrong with her. I think the girl is just lying.
Perry, I don't think she's lying.
So you think she gonna able to come and help me later in the week?
I gonna ask her how she feel about it.
She gonna come, Joseph. Don't worry.
Alright.
Just let me know when.
Okay. Alright. Well, I going out by the river.
Okay.
See you, Kateri.
Take care, Joseph.
Alright, we should head back to the house now.
Annie told me she don't want to go and help Joseph anymore.
You see what I talking about? Why she doesn't want to help her uncle?
She said it's too much to do.
You see how lazy this girl is? Kateri, I'm telling you, don't encourage her with this kind of behavior.
I'm not encouraging her with anything.
Why she don't want to help her uncle? She knows he has a problem.
She helps us a lot, you know. I depend on her to watch the children when we gone to work. She helps me to wash, cook, clean. She's not a lazy child.
Oh, she just doesn't want to help my brother? I'm telling you, Kateri, the long and short of it is that Annie just wants her own way. I am not going to tolerate that. She is a child and she needs to know her place.
Sonny, come na man. You barely raise your foot. You gotta do the exercise right.
Alright, baby. May I try? Me just feeling lazy this afternoon, man.
All you do today was sit down in the shop.
Me not sell customer. I still work.
Watch, ma. How much time you want to be walk around this afternoon?
All right, man. Me go try to make at least 3 laps. 3.
All right.
You notice them got more people in the ground pan afternoon now, baby?
Yeah, well, that one good thing. It mean more people are pay attention to them health. Them exercise and keep fit.
Hopefully them eat right too.
Well, Dada.
Look, enough sickness can be avoided if more people exercise and eat right. Yes.
Yeah, tell?
Hey, good baby, me got to thank you, girl.
For what?
Because of you, me are able to eat me right food as a diabetic.
Me want you live long, Sonny.
And me want you live long too, baby. You are a good wife to me.
Me glad you know that. And I'll be got for go and do a full medical soon.
All right.
Enough people now do that, you know. Me could save them life.
Yes. Nothing like cancer and so can discover only if people go to the doctor regularly.
People now go to the doctor till them feel sick. And by then, enough time it has be too late.
A true thing, girl. True thing.
Anyway, Sonny, enough relaxing. Let me start back walking, right? Because me no want in this place when it get dark this afternoon.
All right. Wait, baby.
What happened, Sonny? You can't keep up, man?
No, nada.
So what?
Look. I who sit down in the middle there?
Oh?
Yeah, man. Who you think?
No, man. Catalina? Catalina?
How you do, girl?
What happened, girl? Why you sit down here cry? I reckon sleep. Hi, Sonny.
You sure?
You not look like you're all right. What happened, gal?
Nothing. Nothing. I'm all right.
So you come out for do little exercise this afternoon?
Yeah.
Well, you want to walk with me and Sonny?
Yeah, man. I need the company.
It's all right. I'm leaving just now.
Catalina, man, you sure you're all right? Me never see you in this kind of condition.
Oh. It's only my hair blow up little.
Me know you and girl will always look good even if you just come out for doing a little exercise.
Well, some days you just don't able, you know?
Oh, Miss Mortal.
Sure, all right. I left you home.
Okay.
Catalina, me no know what happened to you. But if anything me and Sonny can help you with, must Labby help you now?
It's nice of you, Miss Bibi. But there's nothing you and Sonny can do for help me.
All right.
I'm okay. Really. I am okay.
Okay.
I'm going home now.
All right. Walk in the corner.
Yeah, get home safe.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Something really wrong with that girl, baby.
And me a tell?
You think we should call Mortal?
Yeah, man. Because me no know that she go home for truth.
All right. Let me call you. Yeah, ring. Hello? Miss Mortal? Yeah, Sonny. Look, me and Bibi there at the committee center ground here, and I will just run into Catalina. Yeah, man. She just been sitting down crying. She just left, and she says she come home. So me and Bibi little worried, man.
Sonny, maybe Abby should left now and follow she. Me no know if Catalina in she right mind.
Yes. Me just thought me should let you know, Miss Mortal. All right. Good. Bye.
Sonny, you think Catalina lose she mind?
Man, Bibi, me no know. But something definitely not right.
Imagine one man can gut one woman so.
While he carry on living his best life.
This life can fear? Me would never let a man gut me so. Never!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual, and creating an equitable future for all.